Chapter 8. Giacomo Casanova's Unfailing Luck: The Problem of Silent Evidence. Another fallacy in the way we understand events is that of silent evidence. History hides both black swans and its black swan-generating ability from us. The Story of the Drowned Worshippers. More than 2,000 years ago, the Roman orator, belletrist, thinker, stoic, manipulator, politician, and usually virtuous gentleman, Marcus Tullius Cicero, presented the following story. One Diagoras, a non-believer in the gods, was shown painted tablets bearing the portraits of some worshippers who prayed, then survived a subsequent shipwreck. The implication was that praying protects you from drowning. Diagoras asked, "Where were the pictures of those who prayed, then drowned?" The drowned worshippers, being dead, would have a lot of trouble advertising their experiences from the bottom of the sea. This can fool the casual observer into believing in miracles. We call this the problem of silent evidence. The idea is simple, yet potent and universal. While most thinkers try to put to shame those who came before them, Cicero puts to shame almost all empirical thinkers who came after him, until very recently. Later on, both my hero of heroes, the essayist Michel de Montaigne, and the empirical Francis Bacon, mentioned the point in their works, applying it to the formation of false beliefs. And such is the way of all superstition, whether in astrology, dreams, omens, divine judgments, or the like, wrote Bacon in his Novum Organum. The problem, of course, is that unless they are drilled into us systematically or integrated into our way of thinking, these great observations are rapidly forgotten. Silent evidence pervades everything connected to the notion of history. By history, I don't just mean those learned but dull books in the history section with Renaissance paintings on their cover to attract buyers. History, I will repeat, is any succession of events seen with the effect of posteriority. This bias extends to the ascription of factors in the success of ideas and religions, to the illusion of skill in many professions, to success in artistic occupations, to the nature versus nurture debate, to mistakes in using evidence in the court of law, to illusions about the logic of history, and of course, most severely, in our perception of the nature of extreme events.